We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light and by Shields. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile. Today we are with Coach Steve Alford, Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, and the coach with you. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a good Christmas holiday, good Hanukkah holiday. Those of you celebrating Kwanzaa, hope you are enjoying that. And we are getting you set for some January action on New Year's Day. The Wolfpack takes on Colorado State as Mountain West Conference play resumes. Of course, there's the football bowl game on Friday, January 3rd in Boise in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And then on January 4th, more action at Lawler Event Center. So, Coach Alford, I gotta ask you, just for myself personally, as a grown-up, a non-student athlete, getting locked in after the holiday for this show, for the upcoming games, a little bit of a challenge. It's hard to get it kind of going again after time off. Do you face that challenge with your group?
Oh, there's no question. You know, we had a very busy November schedule, and it lightened up a little bit as far as games not so bunched together in December. And you had games prior to finals, then you had the finals break, and then you just played two games, Texas Southern and St. Mary's, and now you've had a break since the 22nd. So I hope the break's been good. It allowed the guys to get home. We got everybody home for 4 days. Normally, 3 days is about all our guys get off for Christmas. So the way it hit, playing St. Mary's on a Saturday, Christmas not being until Wednesday, and us not playing until the following Wednesday. A lot of teams play on that Saturday after Christmas, and our schedule didn't hit that way. So our guys were able to get 4 good days at home, and then we've gotten some really good practice time. And I think it came at a good time. I hope, anyway. I thought we did what we needed to do, and I thought we started seeing some progress. Even in a loss against St. Mary's, I thought we played well and did some really good things. We just got to learn how to finish now in tight games. And guys are going through this for the first time, so they'll learn that. They'll get that down. But we've had some really good practices since getting back on the night of the 26th. And Hopefully that's given us a time to kind of refresh, reboot, and then really work on some things that we felt like we needed to work on both offensively and defensively, that when you're going through November and you have all those games, you don't get a lot of practice. So it's really walk through and film, and we've actually gotten to be able to get back onto the practice court and get a lot of work done.
Fans, if you have questions for Coach Alford, and you are here inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill and Rob Drive, the incomparable Leslie Foley is going around right now, making sure you can write down your questions on a piece of paper, analog style. We will collect those and then answer those questions next segment. If you want to tweet at us, tweet at Nevada Hoops. If you have questions for Coach Alford or Lindsey Drew or John Carlos Reyes, who will be joining us later on in the program. St. Mary's. We had a brief conversation, early morning flight, bus ride, after that game, and I still stand by kind of how I felt that morning. You had them. I thought we played the best defensive effort.
I thought we did a lot of good things, John, especially, and I think maybe them and BYU as far as offensive firepower.
Yeah.
And we caught BYU. They kind of caught us at a ripe time, and we caught them at a bad time, so that ended up being kind of one of those things that just happens, I think, in the season. But I thought St. Mary's had as much firepower as anybody we've played. They're veteran. They're juniors and seniors. They're very, very talented. They've been running that system for a while, and they can all shoot it. They had about six guys that could shoot it. And we're top, I think we're top 10, 15 in the country right now defending the three-point line, and that's really impressive for our guys. I think our guys have really worked hard at that, and for them to do that through the non-conference season, 12 games and now 13 if you add Air Force in there, that's the hardest team we've had to guard on the three-point line. And I thought we really defended it well. I thought we battled. I thought we did a lot of good things. The difference was the last 5 minutes of the game. We missed two layups. We had a turnover in that time. We took a couple probably tough shots. And they just seemed more poised. And Ford and Fitz, who I thought Fitz had a decent game going, but he got away from us in the last five. Ford, I thought we did a really good job on Ford, but he made several plays. Ford and Fitz did what they were supposed to do in the last five. And our guys are still learning that, you know, who it's going to be, how's it get done. And so that's a little bit more of a process. Ford and Fitz been doing this a long time for St. Mary's. And I thought those two, though, we did a pretty good job on them the last 5 minutes. They made plays.
Defensively, they're holding them to 68 points. I mean, that's a winning effort usually, or you had to be pleased with the way you executed that game plan.
Yeah, as my son would tell you, it's not so much the points you allow, it's the efficiency. If you give up 68 points and you only have 55 possessions, that's not very good. So, you know, it all depends on, we wanted to play a little bit faster than what St. Mary's doesn't play as fast as we do. But I thought the game was going the way we wanted it to go. You know, it was, we had a good lead. I just thought we battled, and I thought we did a lot of good things. And, you know, I felt for the guys because I thought in the last five, it was a matter of a couple of veteran players that knew how to go about getting buckets and get the right buckets. And we don't have that. You know, we haven't instinctively got that yet. And so hopefully this will be a good learning curve for us. Because I think now as you start league play, you're probably going to get it into some really tight games. Yeah. And you've got to know, we've been spending a lot of time in practice, four-minute games, into games, you know, just so our guys are getting a better feel of what they have to do in those last four. You know, that's, you got to get stops in that last four. I thought we did a really good job in the first 35 minutes. The last 5 minutes, we didn't get a lot of stops. And then we took some ill-advised shots and didn't finish shots. And that ended up costing us the game.
And, Coach, another strong output from your bench as well. You outscored St. Mary's 22-0 in bench points. What did you like about the way they just continued to come off the bench and give you guys some more ammo, especially on the road?
Yeah, and I think that's a key for us. You know, I think Zane's really improving. I liked where he's at coming off the bench. He's improving. Kane, we didn't get in the mix as much as I would have liked, but I like his demeanor. He's playing more aggressive now. Niz is being really consistent for us off the bench, as being a good scorer off the bench, but he's fighting defensively. He gives us some leadership that comes off the bench, which I think is going to be huge for us moving forward. And KJ, as he continues to learn to just fight through fatigue, and he's just young, and I like what he's doing. especially when he's not fouling. We can get him some more time. And I think he's learning. He's going through that for the first time. You know, he's just basically 13 games into his career. And I think we really like where he's at now versus where he was the 1st of November.
And then you talked a lot about the team at the end of the game, but I think you guys had a really strong first half. You lead at halftime. What did you like about the way you came out of the gate against a team like St. Mary's?
Yeah, and it wasn't easy because they were coming off they were coming off a 40-point win against Arizona State. So we were playing a very good, very hot team.
All right, let's take a break. It's Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We're live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Nevada basketball fans, remember that game days are best enjoyed with a crisp Bud Light. Bud Light crisp. Please drink responsibly. Back with Coach Olford after this. Stay with us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Who wants to go see some lights?
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Hey guys, want to build a snowman?
Yay!
Ready to open presents?
Yay!
Excited for New Year's?
Woo-hoo!
Who's ready to go back to school?
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, and the coach Steve Alford with you right now. Fans, you can tweet at Nevada Hoops if you have questions for Coach Alford or for Lindsey Drew or John Carlos Reyes, who will be up here in a little bit. Also, we have some questions from the live audience here at Bullies, and Spencer has those. But one thing I want to get to real quick, there was a question asked if the men's basketball luncheons had been set during the conference games this season, and the answer to that is yes. Monday, January 27th at the Silver Legacy at 11:30 in the morning, and Thursday, February 20th, also at the Silver Legacy, 11:30 in the morning. You don't have to RSVP. It's $20. It's a great lunch. And Coach gives a pretty good chat. take it from me. So that's definitely worth your time and your $20. Envision Glass backs the pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's EnvisionGlass.com.
Well, Coach, we just got done with some of the holiday season. Some people still celebrating. Some have celebrated. So we have a fan that wants to know, what was your favorite Christmas gift that you received?
Yeah, that's hard because I get taken care of, you know, whether it's Tanya or the kids or a mom and dad. So it's just a bit about opening things up from the family that make it very exciting. And it's different, you know. Mom and dad are in Indiana. My brother and his family are in Indiana. Tanya's brother's in Indiana. So Kayla is still in Los Angeles, still hoping to get her and her fiance this way. But and Bryce is in Germany with his wife Allie playing. So it was just Corey and Haley and Tanya and I. So that's it wasn't as big a Christmas family-wise as it usually is over the holidays for us, but. You know, just being around that care and love of a family that I've been very blessed and very fortunate, that's probably the best gift.
And then we have a fan that wants to know how you're liking living and working in Reno and also having your son on your staff. How has that been going the first half of the season so far?
It's been great. It's a little cold just because I've gotten soft with...
You get used to it.
You get a little soft in SoCal. Yeah. But it has been nice, and it's been nice getting back to Four Seasons. And the people have just been incredible, and the university and everything has been terrific. And we're just trying to step-by-step slowly build the culture that we want to build. And that's always a process, and it's always a journey and when change is made. And so we're taking some baby steps, but I love what this team's doing. They're fighting. They're listening. They're trying the best they can. And I think that's all we can ask for, and we just want to continue to see improvements. But the Reno-Tahoe area has been tremendous. We've really enjoyed it.
And then we have a fan that wants to know, what's the total number of scholarships that the Wolfpack have available?
Yeah, that gets to be dicey.
It's an educated fan base here.
It gets dicey, but obviously people can figure out who we've got on our roster now, and we've signed five in the fall. And so, you know, you just continue to work, and you just don't know from what happens month to month and that kind of thing. I think you're always recruiting, you know. Noodles and I just got back from Phoenix, where we met Coach Dwayne down there. Coach Barnett was in Los Angeles over the weekend, and now Coach Dwayne's gone from Phoenix to San Diego for a tournament. So we're all over the place, and we're continuing to look and try to fit our puzzle together. And I don't think that puzzle's ever just a completed puzzle, because you have guys that end up graduating, and we're losing some key guys at the end of this year. So we love the freshman class already, and we'll continue to recruit. But the scholarship count kind of, I think that fluctuates. It seems like it fluctuates more than what it used to. And we're working, now that we're a year into it, we're working awful hard on the walk-on status as well, to where it's more of a preferred walk-on situation.
And there's a bit of a second half to this question. Does the scholarship for transfers who are not playing this year count in that total?
Yes. Yeah. So Desmond and Warren both count. So even though they don't get a play, they do count on your scholarship, on your 13 count. And today's Desmond's birthday, so making sure to give him a shout out for happy birthday. And both he and Warren are doing a terrific job. They're working hard. We're being hard on them because, like I just said, when you lose the guys we're losing four really good seniors. JC will be up here in a minute. You know, he's getting 5 and 5 for us, and his efficiency has been really good. When he's on the court, we're as good as any other combination when he's on the court, both offensively and defensively. So he's brought something to us with just experience from the ACC, and I still think he's improving. And then you look at what Niz and Lindsey and Jazz obviously brings to it. Those four seniors are, by the time this season's over, they're going to have an awful lot to do with our success or lack of. And so that's a tough thing to replace. And so though I love the five freshmen that we've got coming in, two huge keys are Dez and Warren. And they're getting to practice every day, learn our system. They're going to be older guys. And so it's the development of the young guys, plus the two transfers sitting out, plus a really good first freshman class that'll be coming in.
Nevada Sports Net is the place to find in-depth Wolfpack shows with this Wolfpack Coaches Show, Wolfpack All Access, and NSN Daily. We have more questions from Twitter. Clark is here, but he tweeted the question because he's super efficient. But I have a question, if it's all right. You mentioned efficiency a couple times. I read a great book years ago called Basketball on Paper by Dean Oliver, and it was an early text on advanced metrics in basketball, and that's really kind of was my introduction to it. What was your path to advanced metrics? Because, I mean, I maybe it's not fair, but I mean, I don't know if it was in vogue as you were coming up as a player or a coach.
Oh, not at all. Really, it's been my son, Corey. My son, Corey, who is in charge of our development and kind of coordinates our recruiting. He wears a lot of hats in our office, to be honest with you. A very bright young coach that I think has a tremendous future ahead of him. And part of that is he really understands kind of the new wave and how things are going. And he, in fact, he did something today before we really dove into personnel of Colorado State with the team. We gave him about four or five different graphs of here's our goals and here's the efficiencies that we're trying. And he did a really good job of explaining to the guys of, when you attain these goals that we have, how it affects your efficiency and how they mirror one another. And, you know, so it's just thinking about those type of things. Like, we know we have our best chance of winning if our defensive efficiency is around 95. Right now, it's wavering between 99 and 100. So we've got to drop that to 95. And offensively, we want 110, and we're hovering around 105. So, you know, a couple things that we talked on the last radio show. You know, we are doing a lot of good things. One thing we're not doing is winning the free throw line. Our offense, Coach Neal and I believe that if our stats say we've made more free throws than our opponents have shot, our offense is really at a high level. And we're nowhere near that, John. In fact, we're way behind that. In fact, we haven't reached our goal at the free throw line. We want to make 5 more free throws than our opponent every game. That's the one goal we're 0 for 13 in. So that's where there can be some advancement and some growth offensively. And then defensively, going along that same line, we foul too much. And that's what a lot of inexperienced guys do. So as we get into league play, we've got to do a better job of taking care of the free throw line. We can't foul. We can't give people free points. And we have to be more aggressive with the basketball as we drive it, as we feed the post more, as we attack the rim more. And get the paint under attack a little bit more. That'll loosen up some shooting and take advantage of the free throw line a little bit. But my son is really the guy that brings in all that data and all that information, and he does a really good job scout to scout with that, of bringing that information to us. The shot tracker stuff is stuff that now we use, and that's been intriguing. That's been very interesting to just see, you know, where the shots are coming from, and that kind of thing has been very interesting this year.
We are going to tease a question from Twitter about Shot Tracker that we will address in the next segment coming up. Fans at Camelot Party Rentals, we make it great so you can celebrate with the best selection of rental equipment for weddings and special events. Camelot Party Rentals, proud sponsor of the Nevada Wolfpack. John Carlos Reyes, Lindsey Drew are here. They will join Coach Alford up here next. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bullies.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Time to put up the tree.
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Time for family photos. Time to cut the turkey. Time to open gifts. Time to take down the tree. Happy New Year!
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
Sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drivis, the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Yeah! Happy New Year, everybody. John Carlos Reyes and Steve Olford up here. I was going to call it on the dais, but really it's just the set. It's just the set. The Silver State Series, presented by IBEW Logo 401 and Nevada Donor Network, a structured rivalry series matching the Wolfpack and the Rebels. In sports and academics, follow points and standings throughout the year on the interwebs, NevadaWolfpack.com/Silver State Series. Okay, we have a couple more questions. If you have questions, you can tweet at Nevada Hoops. Those of you live here in the audience have also written down questions. We have one for Lindsey Drew, who will be coming up next. We have one on Twitter for John Carlos. We have one for the coach. This is a subject that some people don't always like discussing publicly in sport. And I'm always fascinated by it because sports is about the triumph of the human spirit, and people's faith, their religion, has a lot to do with the human spirit. And so this question for Coach Alford comes from the from our live audience. As a Christian, what is your impact on your players?
It's a great question. And I think the most, in the end, it's the most important part of, in my opinion, what I do. And I've talked to Noodles about this, that is, as you get older, I think you do get wiser. But you still, he and I still have that incredible competitive fire. And I don't know if that'll ever leave us. I really don't. I think it's something that, you know, has been so inbred because we were players first that we hate losing. You know, as a player, it's a game. You lose the game. As a coach, it's possession by possession. It's every 4-minute game. It's every practice. And so there's, at times, these knuckleheads can bring the bad out of me.
Sure.
And I don't like that. But it is, it's something that I spend a lot of time on, making sure these guys understand that I think it's important in their growth as young men. And they are, they're just young men. And to really go from young man to man and really understand what life is all about, you got to be challenged on the court athletically. You got to be challenged academically. We really own up. The academic side means a great deal to us, and these guys will tell you that. We challenge them socially. We just got back from things like this, but also, you know, spending time at the Children's Hospital a couple days ago and just doing things in the community that I think how we travel, how we behave when we travel. Those are things that are challenging them socially and then spiritually as much as we can. Obviously, like you said, it's, you know, there's a line there, and you obviously you can't, there is separation of church and state, and you understand all that, but just how you conduct yourself, how they see you interact daily, and I think that's important that they're challenged spiritually, because I think those four areas in our program are the most important areas, that if our young men can be challenged daily in those four areas, they've got the best chance of being successful when they leave the university. And it's not just about going to class. It's not just about going to basketball practice or games. To me, college is much, much more about that in your growth. And if we can challenge them in those areas and expose them to those areas, I think it's that's huge in their development. And my faith is something that has always been the most important part of my life. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I've made abundance of mistakes and continue to do that. And I wasn't happy about one particular thing in practice today. So, you know, I spent a lot of time asking forgiveness, John, that's for sure. But, and I'm growing. You know, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm growing daily too. And hopefully our guys are sensing that and seeing that as well.
John Carlos Reyes, we have a question from Twitter. If you have a question, at Nevada Hoops, are you named for the sprinter of the 1968 Olympic Games? John Carlos and Tommy Smith, of course, out of San Jose State, famously meddling in Mexico City and with one of the most impactful and iconic social protests of the 20th century.
Yeah, I actually saw that once on Twitter. I was just casually just looking, and then someone asked me, and I was like, I didn't know who that was, so I looked them up. Honestly, I thought that was pretty cool, but now my parents just came up with it, and I love it.
All right. Tell me about, let's talk about your path a little bit to Nevada.
Well, let's talk about his sprinting.
Let's do it.
So, if you'll just sprint from one end to that X that I put on the practice court every day, just sprint to the X.
I got you. I've been going to the X now, though.
I don't care who you're named after or what, all that stuff. Just because he can really run.
Yeah.
So just sprint.
I got you.
And I'm good. You'd be more aerodynamic, too, if you get a haircut.
Yeah, I've been saving up money, you know.
Yeah, you've saved a lot of money because you haven't got a cut since you've been here.
Yeah, I got it during the summertime.
I would say one of the biggest surprises of my basketball season is what I suspect might be an underlying desire for Coach Alford to have all his players have hairstyles closer to mine. I did not expect that. That's an unexpected development.
No, it's just every player I bring up, if I say anything about their hair, you tell them how much you love their hair.
Well, yeah, I do. Yeah. It's cool. I like his look.
Yeah, but he's saving money. You're saving money because, right, like you told him,
no combs, no shampoo.
Even no shampoo for years. Decades, you're saving money
decades,
like crazy.
Decades. I'm going to it'll be my third decade without shampoo coming up here a few days. But tell me about your path, because you went to Boston College, but you're not from New England.
Nah. My recruiting process as a high school player, I kind of want to be close to home. Which is Georgia, yes. And then I kind of switched because my brother's from the in the military, so he's always traveling, and I kind of like started thinking it really doesn't matter how far, just like what's best for me. So that's how I ended up going to Boston. And then I still had that same mindset, and that's why I'm all the way across the country here in Nevada. I'm just looking for what's best for me, you know. So yeah, that's how I got to explore, you know. Boston is a beautiful city. Now I'm in Nevada. I love it here too. So I think it's been a great experience for me.
Well, where's mom and dad at?
They're in Atlanta still. They're still living there. My little brother's there, and my brother is actually living in New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you got the whole kind of continent covered.
Yeah, all over there.
That's cool. Coach Stevens and I on the radio broadcast, we love your jump hook, and that's kind of an old school move.
Yeah.
Where's that come from? It's a very polished move.
It's just, you can't really block a hook shot.
Correct.
You can't really block it. So I kind of like picked that up in high school early, and I just kind of just worked on it. And I'm trying to work on my left arm now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a great go-to for me. It's really hard to block. So it's just about making it or missing it for me.
Why do you think that's fallen out of favor? Because it is pretty unblockable.
Well, because I think the post game, and that's, is gone to the wayside. And we don't want that. Even though we're in a, like you've been talking about with the metrics and stuff of the game, it's still about not just threes, but what you do at the rim and what you do in the paint. And three balls, the three ball's going to happen too is if you're always hitting the paint. If the ball's always getting to the paint and always getting to the rim, you get those kickouts. And JC's great. You mentioned it. He's really good with that jump hook. And we've got to get him more touches in there. So that's one that's on our guards of getting him more touches. And then it's two on his, his inner being of a sprinter now that I didn't know about, of sprinting to that X and getting as close to the rim as he can and getting that position. And you're right, he's been very, very efficient with that shot. So the more touches he gets, and he's a good passer out of the post as well.
Now, I have a question, but you again can supersede it, coach's privilege. But can you compare the ACC to the Mountain West?
I haven't really, like,
I guess you haven't played the Mountain West yet.
Yeah, not much, but
what's the ACC like? I mean, that's a pretty vaunted, famous basketball conference.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
John made a great observation in basketball.
But yeah, I've been in the ACC for like 4 years, despite even being injured my first year. I still like observing and seeing it, but I don't really have much to compare it to because I just got here as well too. But it's pretty fast paced. Every team is pretty good. Like there's always someone very dangerous on every team, so it's just very fast paced. But yeah.
He's only been to Air Force. I don't know if he can compare
that. Really,
I don't know if he can compare that to Cameron Indoor, but
right. Do you have anything else for him? I don't want to go to break yet. It's too good. You're rolling. You're riffing.
No, we're just he's a huge piece. You know, obviously with Jordan Brown transferring, that was a huge hole for us because KJ hadn't played yet. It's enabled KJ to grow at the rate he needs to grow going against him every day. We've got Warren in there practicing every day, which has been great. You add Robbie and Zane. And those bigs, I think, are just getting better and better. But all those bigs are young. You're looking at all freshmen and sophomores with those bigs. And so JC being a fifth-year senior and having that ACC experience, he's been a huge piece for us. And I think he's going to be vital to what we do moving forward the next 2.5 months.
And I'll be on you sprinting to the X now. I'm going
to
have that consciousness.
I got you.
On the next broadcast. New Year's Day, I'll be calling every stride. Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night on News 4, and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. We'll be back with Lindsey Drew and Coach Alford right after this. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus from Bullies. Oh, jingle bell, jingle
bell, jingle bell. Funny thing about the holidays is nothing flies by faster. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. Lindsey Drew, Steve Alford, John Ramey with you. And, well, let's get right to it. People have spoken. They have tweeted at Nevada Hoops. Questions for Lindsey, questions for the coach. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Nevada Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Okay. Lindsey Drew, you went to Fairfax High School.
Nope.
That is towards the west side of Hollywood, but not quite to West Hollywood in Los Angeles. The Red Hot Chili Peppers also went there, which is a rock band of, for those of you who might be younger. And Fake Matt Mummy tweets, is Flea going to come watch you play this year? Because Flea, who's in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is a huge Lakers fan, as you know. Mm. And he's tweeted at you. Are you guys like, are you bros?
Yeah, we talk. We're cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Flea just wrote a book.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get into the game for sure.
That'd be a good celebrity for Lawler.
Yeah.
So you and Flea hang out a lot?
When I was back in school, he used to come to practices, come to games.
At Fairfax?
Yeah.
He's Fairfax, but he lives right off the 101.
So that's a little inside baseball. Like, you have Encino as your hometown on the roster.
Exactly.
But that's actually where John Wooden lived. That's in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did you move after you were at Fairfax? Or?
No.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No. I used to have to drive like 30 minutes to go to school. Sometimes it would be like an hour coming back, all the traffic and stuff. Yeah. I'll just take Laurel Canyon.
Good move. That's another podcast, right? What do you got for him, Coach? I mean, I have plenty of questions for Lindsay.
Well, he's just one of our leaders. And just having JC up here, even though JC's a senior, you can see the impact he's had, mm-hmm. On JC. Because look at his hair, and now look at JC's. I mean, JC's trying to get to this level. So
we all are.
It's a constant. It really is. But this one's the most unique. And I've had unique point guards. Tiger Campbell's a point guard at UCLA. If you look at him, I recruited him. He blew his ACL out last year, so we didn't get his services last year. But now he plays at UCLA. If you look at his hair, Darice Gary, who I had at New Mexico, crazy hair. And now here's Lindsay he just wakes up. There's not a lot of effort to it. So it's, you got to be impressed with that.
And
he's having an impact on some of the rest of the guys as well. So that's been good to see. But on a serious side, this is somebody that on a team that has a lot of inexperience, he has experience. And so we're getting ready to go through the conference season now and really Niz just a little bit because he didn't play much. And then there's Jazz and there's Lindsay. And that's the only experience we have on our – you just had a fifth-year guy up here and you're asking him to anything about
talk
the Mountain
about
West.
Talk about the Mountain West, right.
He can't tell you where Colorado State's located. It's just – and that's my deal is that we've got a lot of inexperience. So we've already had a lot of discussions with Lindsay and Jazz and even Niz to some extent. But these guys have really got to step up their leadership and let the guys know that there's a difference. There's four seasons. You got the non-conference, you got the conference, you got postseason tournament, and then hopefully you get to season four and get postseason. You're only guaranteed those first three seasons. And this is the grind. This is the longest season. And there's 18 games, and it's a grind to get to that first week in March. And you're basically playing two league teams a week. Whether it's home or on the road, they are hard-fought games. And we're going to get two of them this week in Colorado State and Boise, two very good teams that are playing very well. And so the guy to my right, he has a lot to do with that leadership and just giving the guys as much as they can of, hey, guys, listen more, concentrate more, work harder more. I mean, it's just because he's got that experience, not just at Nevada, but in this league. And he's done a really good job of trying to help the young guys. And his efficiency numbers are very, very good through 13 games. So that's the thing we've been impressed with Lindsay so far. He's been very consistent.
Question from Twitter. Clark wants to know, he's indicated, this is a question for both you guys. Published reports indicate San Diego State says that their shot tracker balls are more slippery than their practice balls. You guys have anything like that?
Public reports. I always
published reports.
Yeah, published reports.
Like in the San Diego Union Tribune. Which means a journalist sourced it and spoke to somebody about it.
Yeah, and how many games have they lost? I want those balls. I mean, you got two teams in the country, Auburn and San Diego State, who haven't lost a game. Yeah. There's only two. So whatever balls they're using, it's working. We have not noticed anything in ours. I mean, he can answer this as a coach. I've noticed no difference mm-hmm. in these Wilson balls versus we had Wilson balls at UCLA last year and years before that. And I can't tell any difference as far as, one being slippery than the other, and it has nothing to do with shot tracker because in my mind, has nothing to do with shot tracker. I think what's fun about shot tracker now is that it'll go to another whole level of the information that we get as now we get into league play. So we've only played one league game. Now you're going to start getting that sample size in league play versus what you've done in the non-conference, but Lindsay may know more than I, but I haven't noticed this ball being any different than in years past.
Lindsay, do you like the stats, too? Do you like that information?
Yeah, I do.
Explain that.
I don't know. It doesn't lie. Anything, you can't really doesn't lie. He just knows everything. Knows efficient, knows what you're shooting, percentages, how many shots you're taking. So, yeah.
I'm just going to point out also the one game you did play with Shot Tracker at Air Force, you guys scored 100 points. So maybe... Yeah, maybe maybe those balls are just fine.
It's the future.
Yeah, right? Well, it is the future.
Yeah.
Good question, Clark. Okay. Lindsay, is there a place in the Mountain West you look forward to playing the most on the road? Because you've got that. I mean, you've got the experience now. Or maybe that you look forward to the least.
I'm looking forward to going back to Boise just because last time I was there, I had my injury.
That was another question. That's good. Explain that.
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of, you know, I've been through a lot and, you know, it all started kind of there. So I'm just looking forward to getting back in that arena and just reminiscing.
One of the questions on Twitter, and I think this will probably be a question every week, but I'll ask it with you up here. At practice, who's the best shooter on the floor, including... Three-point shooter on the floor.
I'm going to say Jazz.
Jazz,
no matter who's on the court.
Okay, I got Jazz.
Why does that keep being brought up?
I don't know. Maybe the fans are understanding the coach likes to bring it up.
Exactly.
You know, it's a very attentive fan base, a very serious basketball fan base. So I don't know about Shot Tracker. They want to know about who's the best shooter.
I probably need to start putting that Shot Tracker on my shoe then.
Yeah.
Because
we'll
it doesn't
we'll
lie.
It don't lie.
It don't lie.
Yeah, until I see that.
It don't lie. And this right arm don't lie. So maybe that's what I need to do. I start instead of just wearing a whistle all the time, put the Shot Tracker on my shoe and get some shots up and track it a little bit.
Lindsay, you're in a multi-generational basketball family.
Yep.
You were playing before Coach Alford was here for a multi-generational basketball family. And now you're playing for another coach in a multi-generational basketball family.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something to that? Is there something in the way that you communicate the game and the way you discuss the game that is advantageous to you? Can you even notice it? Can you tell when people aren't coaches' sons who play the game?
I'm not gonna lie, yeah, I kind of can.
Yeah. Don't lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not under oath, but please tell the truth.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, you know, the knowledge of the game. I've said it before. You know, Coach Alford, you know, knows everything pretty much, you know. So when you have conversations with certain people, you know, just the responses.
It's really just what you grow up with. It's like the dinner table. Playing for my dad, you know, whether we all wanted to talk it or not, that's just what the discussions were, because your dad's in that business. And his dad, before being a great coach and being an NBA on the sideline, was a great player at the NBA level. So, and brothers. So it's just, he's part of a family that, in my opinion, if it's a lot like ours, it's just, that's what the discussions are. Even if it's not about the Drews or it's about what happened with the Alfords, it's something in basketball. It's like, hey, did you see what LeBron did? Or did you see what Harden did? Or did you see what Westbrook? You just talk basketball a lot. And so I think you pick up so much about that, you know, it's pretty cool.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back on the Wolfpack Coaching Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bullies.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Who wants to go see some lights?
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Hey guys, want to build a snowman? Yay! Ready to open presents? Yay! Excited for New Year's? Woo-hoo! Who's ready to go back to school?
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in prestigious award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Welcome back. Inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill, it's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Great show tonight. Thanks to John Carlos Reyes, Lindsay Drew, Coach Alford, Spencer Wilson. You got any big New Year's plans, anybody?
Yeah, pretty big basketball game.
Yeah. Well, it's the daytime. You're not you're practicing yesterday.
And that's, we'll be in bed early.
Yeah, no late
resting.
Night.
There you go.
When are you getting to bed, Spencer? About 7 p.m. Tomorrow night?
Yeah, probably. No, we are actually leaving tomorrow night. We're going to go down and see the Rose Bowl game.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy that.
Going to cross that off the wish list.
Enjoy that.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Hopefully
good.
It's a good game.
Yeah. New Year's. All right. New Year's at 7 o'clock. Nevada hosts Colorado State.
And that's the big daddy.
As the Wolfpack.
The granddaddy of them all. That's right.
The Wolfpack resumes Mountain West play against Colorado State. A tale of two Nicos. Nico Medved, Nico Carvacho. It's a tough matchup, I think.
Really is. This kid's got a big motor. Been very impressed with him. A veteran, big. It's going to be a challenge for us because of his size and mobility. Is that the music?
It's the music.
Then I got to send it back to you. Wow.
Give it up for Coach Alford. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you on the first. So long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bully Sports Bar and Grill and by Camelot Party Rentals. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.